Yes, I will mention that. They won't even tell me. Oh, there you go. We just need one more.
Do we?
You found him? Couldn't find him?
We need him.
Okay.
I think we have a quorum.
Did you look underneath? Is it not? No.
All right. Carla, can you please read the time certain? Item number 429 and also 430 and also 431 and also 432.
429, adopt the communications annex to the basic emergency operations plan. 430, rename the Portland Office of Emergency Management to the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management. 431, authorize memorandum of understanding with the American Red Cross to coordinate emergency relief activities to maximize services to the community and avoid duplication of efforts. And 432, adopt the earthquake response appendix to the basic emergency operations plan.
In honor of earthquake preparedness, I'm going to take a minute to conduct an earthquake drill for all city employees. So in a minute, I'll ask you to drop, cover, and hold on. Maybe the mayor could dial the phone correctly. We would be in better shape.
Hope it works.
I'm not at home right now, but if you leave your name, your number, and a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Commissioner Leonard, I'm beginning to feel the ground tremor a little bit here.
That's not an earthquake.
Well, you don't have to do this in the event of an actual earthquake, right? Because it's quaking.
Please stand by for an important message. We are currently conducting an earthquake drill in Portland City Hall. Please drop, cover, and hold. Repeat, we are currently conducting an earthquake drill in Portland City Hall. Drop, cover, and hold. Begin by taking cover under the nearest desk, table, or next to an interior wall, just as you would during a real earthquake. Do not evacuate the building. Please remain in place for 10 seconds. All clear, all clear. All clear, all clear. This has been a practice drill. You may now resume normal activities. Do not evacuate, repeat, all clear, all clear. This has only been a practice drill. This concludes the earthquake drill.
Very nice.
I was under the table. Did you all duck and cover?
Yeah.
Couldn't see anything.
Wonder how many workers' comp claims we're going to get.
I'm filing one. Spike. Director Merlot.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you for indulging us with the earthquake drill. April is Earthquake Awareness Month. I would like to ask for your indulgence in kind of reorganizing the order of our items before council, and starting with the earthquake appendix, since we just did the earthquake drill. Our brand new earthquake appendix outlines how the city will respond to a large-scale emergency event, and it has as one of our main planning assumptions the fact that we want to keep people in their homes to the greatest extent possible. When people are displaced from their homes, from their community, many of them never return, and that slows down a city's recovery process. And so we understand that while we have people in their home, they may not have access to essential services like food, water, medical supplies, et cetera, and we want to make those services available to them within safe walking distance. And that's where the Portland Plan's 20-minute neighborhood concept comes into play for us. We've adopted the 24 neighborhood hub concept, and what we're doing is additional emergency planning efforts around those neighborhood hubs to provide things like food, water, medical supplies, shelter, electrical charging stations within close proximity of each neighbor. And we do that with the help of our Emergency Coordination Center. The Emergency Coordination Center is the central location that helps prepare emergency declarations for emergencies, asks for additional resources from our county, state, and federal partners, and provides for the allocation of scarce resources. So we're doing a lot of work right now in East Portland, and we're going to begin one by one identifying ideal sites for staging, for community points of distribution, for temporary shelter, and for medical care points. And we are starting with the with EPNO and working our way west. At this time, I would like to call up Eric Corliss and Paula from the Red Cross to talk about our next item, which is an MOU between the city and the Red Cross. And this MOU provides a broad framework for the cooperation and support between our two agencies, helping to ensure our close coordination during emergency. I want to highlight one recent example of this partnership. In a few weeks, the Red Cross will take ownership of several emergency trailers purchased with federal grant funds administered by my bureau. Each of these trailers has the capacity of providing care and feeding for 100 people and 8 animals, so largely enhancing our city's ability to provide mass care and shelter during emergency event. So I'd like to turn it over very quickly to Eric and Paula for just a few words.
Thank you, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. What I'd like to share is that the importance of the relationship between the American Red Cross and the City of Portland and other government entities, in order for us to do our job effectively, we have to work very closely, and we work closely with Carmen and her staff to make sure that we're doing the greatest good for the most people during an emergencies. And thankfully, we don't have a lot of history here, but the planning efforts in the earthquake annex and the strategies and the additional trailers that we're bringing into the metro area will ensure that when a disaster occurs, residents and visitors in Portland will be cared for and will have those basic essential items that we take for granted every single day there when they're needed. And that's a critical step. And we look forward to continued partnership with Carmen and her staff and the city as well. So thank you for your support and your time.
Thank you both. Thank you. The other plan before you today is also one of our new plans that we've developed. This is our communications annex. This is different from the previous plan we put before you. That was the alert and warning annex. That talks about how we communicate emergency information to the public. The communications annex really talks more about what the communication systems that are in place for emergency response personnel. And it talks about the priority of those services and what we want to bring back up for restoration after a large-scale event. And then finally, the last item on the agenda is the formal renaming of the Portland Office of Emergency Management to the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management. But I want to highlight one additional thing we added in that ordinance. We actually amended the line of succession to the mayor. And we did a few things. First, we placed the chief administrative officer before the city attorney. Next, we changed the language of the executive assistants to instead read chiefs of staff, which is what they're called now. And we put them in the same order as the commissioners. And then finally, rather than leave it to chance for people to figure out which was the largest bureau based on number of full-time employees, we actually spelled out which bureau heads were next in line to the mayor. And we called out the Public Safety and Infrastructure Bureaus first, and then identified the bureaus from largest to smallest based on number of FTEs. So that's a change in the line of succession to the mayor.
Carmen, what's the thinking on the just going by the numerical sequence of the commissioners?
It used to read the chiefs of staff based on their order of seniority. The difficulty was not everyone knows which of the chiefs of staff were most senior. So it's the mayor's chief of staff first, and then it follows, in your case, the president of the council's chief of staff, then the former past president of the council's chief of staff, and then the
I see.
Yeah.
So this is how far down?
All the way down. this outlines every single elected official and executive leadership in the city of Portland.
There's more you'd like to add?
No, I know you've had a long day, so I wanted to. I did want to note. I was really pleased to hear from the woman from the North Tool Library. We're sponsoring an event on Monday to do a seismic or teach people how to do a seismic retrofit of their homes. Again, the idea is we want to keep people in their homes to the greatest extent possible after an earthquake. And so people like and organizations like the Tool Library help people and help neighbors do that work themselves. In some cases, it could be as easy as a couple of weekend-long project. In other cases, like my own house, it was an extensive six-week project. So,
all right, so there is just the one emergency ordinance to deal with today?
Correct, for the MOU for the Red Cross.
So that we can get the transfer of the donation?
Correct.
So, Carla, can you please call the vote on item number 4? Oh, does anyone wish to testify? Can you please call the vote on item number 431?
Fish.
Carmen, thanks for the presentation. And since our friends from the Red Cross are here, I want to use this opportunity to thank them for all the services they provide the city, but particularly during the wintertime when they staff the emergency winter shelters that are triggered when we reach a certain temperature and inclement weather. And thank the many volunteers that you organize, the majority of whom I have learned from my own experience actually live outside of Portland. So people who at some considerable peril to themselves or inconvenience come in and help us do this important work in the winter. But you guys are always there, and we really appreciate the partnership. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for being here today and for your partnership with the Red Cross. We really appreciate it. And thank you, Carmen, for all your work on this. Aye.
Adams?
Thank you very much. More votes next week. Thanks. Aye. All right. That's it, right? We're in recess till tomorrow, 2 p.m. Thanks for your nice words on the Portland plan. I appreciate it.